Hey there, we're Shannon and Jerry Arner, your hosts of the Arner Adventures podcast.
We're a minimalist couple driven by intentional living and adventure.
Burned out from 24/7 grind of running our business, we traded the hustle and bustle for something more meaningful.
We parted ways with most of our belongings and moved to the coast.
Listen along as we chat about life's challenges, share inspiring stories, and help you live with more intention and less physical and mental clutter.
Each episode is a step toward doing and being just a little bit better for ourselves and the world around us.
Life's an adventure after all. Join us for the ride.
It's the Arner Adventures podcast. Hi friends, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Jerry.
We are back for episode 118 of the Arner Adventures podcast.
It's officially spring, y'all. It's no longer just meteorological spring. It's darn spring.
That's right. We're so excited about that.
Not too excited about the amount of pollen we have here in North Carolina, but that's part of nature, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm-hmm. Like some people say, you can't have rainbows without pollen.
Okay. Who says that? No, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Some people say that.
If you all are watching Curb on Amazon Prime, or I guess HBO, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever it's on, we borrow somebody's.
Yeah.
But if you're watching it, it is the last one was so funny about the group text threads, which I hate. Anyway, it was like all this motivational stuff that's so cheesy, like, you know, you can't have a rainbow without the rain,
and
just remember you're stronger for all the things you go through, all that stupid
stuff. And
it was really funny.
Live, laugh, love.
Yep. Well, listen, what better time of year as we get ready to head into April, the month of that Earth Day falls into, to talk about steps that you can take for yourself to help the environment and reduce your own carbon footprint.
That's right, y'all. We've been talking a lot about sustainability in the past few episodes, and we want to continue that theme as we begin our series today of the 5 R's of sustainability.
Yep. And make sure you hang out till the end, where we are going to share an exciting way for you to win a gift card from Earth Easy. Now, Earth Easy, if you're not familiar, they provide solutions for sustainable living in the form of eco-friendly products like our raised bed gardens, our 2 raised bed gardens, which we love. If you follow our blog or you're on social media, you saw them last year and the year before. I think we got them 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so excited about it. But stay tuned at the end where you can find out how to do that.
That's right. Let's introduce you to the 5 R's of sustainability. Y'all ready? Number 1's refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, and recycle. This week, we'll dive into the first R, which is refuse.
Yep. And why do we start with refuse? Well, when you refuse, it's placed at the top because it addresses the root cause of waste. So by refusing unnecessary items or packaging in the first place, we can prevent waste from entering our lives altogether.
That's right. Yeah. And I feel like refusing, I feel like I was built for that. I had a lot of that in my formative years. So refusing helps us minimize our environmental impact from the outset, saving resources, reducing pollution, and conserving energy.
That's right. Refusing can lead to more mindful consumption habits, encouraging us to prioritize what truly adds value to our lives and avoid excess consumption.
By saying no to what we don't need, we're on the way to a more sustainable future.
Refuse reminds me a little bit of our no-buy year. Uh-huh. So when we had our no-buy year, you know, we were refusing a lot of things, but we also, like, when you refuse or when you're not buying, you are developing those habits. And I think that that no-buy year is what made us more sustainable, like repairing things, mm-hmm. and, you know, refusing to go and buy new things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it sort of prepared us for that.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And I think we all sort of need that moving forward. It's in a runaway consumer culture, you know, you need to kind of stop consuming and start revamping the things you have and reusing the things you have.
Yeah.
So,
well, let's share How do we refuse? Refuse? I'm the queen of walking away. That's nice. I'm the queen of walking away. Mm-hmm. I'm the queen of resigning my life from someone, something. But let's talk about...
And I belong in the service of the queen. Anywhere but in between.
Isn't that nice?
You know what that's from?
No.
That's a line from that song, Rain Kings, by the Counting Crows.
I'm
just going off the top of my head.
Okay. Well, you're full of those things. You're full of those facts. Right. Well, we're going to go through some steps of way that you can refuse, and they're not that hard. This isn't like, you know, changing your whole lifestyle and you know, making drastic changes. It's really, we wanted to do this series for the next 5 weeks to help you with little bite-sized things, like our declutter challenge or whatever, just little bite-sized things that can help you have a more sustainable life. So let's talk about ways that you can refuse.
I'll go with number one.
Okay.
Number one is don't buy it. You can look at this as a mindful consumption practice. Refusing to purchase unnecessary items reduces demand for products and minimizes waste. Nothing you buy is free of waste. The materials that it took to make it, the travel it does to get to you if you ordered it to be shipped. Practice not buying things and question yourself about whether the purchase is a need.
Yeah, it's sort of like why a few years ago we got rid of Amazon Prime, because it's just too easy. It's too easy to just put something in that cart. And I know that you are really great about holding me accountable if I say, oh, we should go and buy this, or I should just order it online. I can find it cheaper or whatever. Mm-hmm. You'll say, why don't we just think about it? And let's give it 24 hours and then see if it's something that we want. And most of the time, 24 hours later, it's like, no, well, you know what? We can do this instead. We don't need it.
Well, yeah. And a lot of times I've just gone and I go, look, I get a box of rubber bands and a few screws and a couple of popsicle sticks, and I make whatever it was you were going to buy, right?
Yeah.
How many times has that happened?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your spring adventures? Well, we've got something amazing to make your travel experience a breeze.
Absolutely. Say goodbye to the hassle of checking your luggage and wasting time at the airport. We got the perfect solution for you.
It's our fave, the Base Carry-On Rollers, your ultimate travel companion for the season. With Base, you can pack smarter and lighter, so you can make the most of your getaway.
We've been flooded with questions about how we manage to avoid checking our luggage, and our answer is simple. Pack smarter and choose Base.
Forget about those extra fees and waiting at that baggage claim. What a waste of time.
Waste of time.
The Base carry-on rollers are designed to fit all your essentials in one compact size, so you can breeze through the airport without a worry. And they're super chic.
That's an understatement. Plus, we've got a special treat for you. Head over to arneradventures.com/base. That's B-E-I-S. And grab the link to save $15 off your first purchase.
Trust us, this is a game changer. All of our family and friends who've traveled with us at some point or another in the past couple of years, they all rely on Base luggage because they got tired of hearing me complain about how they were wasting my time.
That's right. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. Visit arneradventures.com/base to grab the link. It's also conveniently located in the show notes.
Surprise, surprise. Get ready for happy travels and unforgettable adventures. Now back to the show. Well, number two is my favorite, and it's saying no to freebies. Listen, because you go somewhere like the farmer's market, or let's just say you're at a conference. Those are the big ones. If you go to a work conference, holy moly, you don't need to take something because it's free. Okay. Mm-hmm. Promotional items, flyers, whatever it is, it's free. You don't have to take it. And I know a lot of you can't even imagine that, but you don't need it. Don't take it. I mean, here's the thing. If you are walking through a health fair, or I don't know, you're on a college campus and you're walking through at the beginning of the year and there's all these kiosks of things people are trying to give you. And I guarantee you there's a koozie in it. I guarantee you there's a glasses cleaner in it. There's all those types of things. Unless you have it on your list of things that you need to go to the grocery store and buy, or you had on your list like, ooh, when I get some money saved up, I'm going to buy that pair of sunglasses that has the brand name on the side of the whoever's trying to give me something free. Fine. But if you don't need it, don't take it. You can politely decline. Yeah. A great way to stop this that we also love is to cancel your junk mail that comes into your home. If you don't ever do anything and you're just like, well, you know, it comes no matter what, you can unsubscribe from so many things that come junk mail. We have a blog post on how you can do that and we'll link it down in the show notes. But it's saying no to freebies. And in the industry that Jerry and I are in, you know, bloggers, the quote, I'm using my finger quotes here, like the influencer industry, we get free stuff all the time.
Right.
And it drives us bonkers. And we can't say no to it because it arrives. But what we can do is we don't, you know, get on social media and post it just because somebody gave it to us, which is what they want us to do. And then that feeds into it. So usually we'll offer it to someone who needs it, friends or family, or we'll donate it because a lot of stuff we don't need.
Absolutely. And the drink koozie has absolutely fueled the storage unit industry to where it is today.
Just a storage unit full of koozies.
That's right.
You're right.
Anyway, moving right along. I was holding on to that joke for like 2 minutes. So I was waiting for the right thing.
I could kind of tell with your face that you were waiting to say something. Do you know who loves a koozie?
I think a lot of people. Who loves a koozie?
My dad.
Oh.
If he's listening to this right now, he's going, I love a koozie.
He's like, I would take out a storage unit for my koozies. It's reasonable to pay that monthly fee. That's what he'd be saying.
Yeah.
Anyway, go paperless. Explore digital alternatives to paper-based processes such as electronic billing and document storage to minimize paper consumption and waste. We just posted a blog on how to organize your receipts and the best way for that and other documents are to go digital.
I mean, you know what? When you do go digital, you hardly ever lose it. That's the thing about organizing receipts. I was just talking to my mom, actually. We were together and doing her business taxes. And she had a lot of paper receipts. And I was just telling her, you know, if you just take a picture of it and then it's in your Google Photos or, you know, scan it with the phone scanner app and then automatically email it to yourself, you don't have to worry about all that paper. But I'll tell you something that happened this week with us. We got our energy, all of our bills come online. We have them electronically, but we get this monthly, like energy, how the energy in your home is spent. Like, is it mostly the AC or the heat or whatever? I said to you, why do we keep getting this in paper form in the mail? And so I got online to see how can I make this digital? And they're like, oh, if you ask this to be digital and we send it to you paper, you can just get online and decline it. Or you can call us and have it switched to digital. So I called. Going paperless takes a few extra minutes.
Yeah.
But it's not that big of a deal. Just change to email billing, change to email receipts coming your way, all of that stuff.
Yes. Everyone wins in the end.
That's right.
That's right.
So number four is avoid plastic wrapped food. Explore alternatives to packaged foods, such as buying in bulk or just like loose, choosing products with minimal or compostable packaging to reduce plastic waste. When I see a cucumber or a potato in plastic, it is so annoying. There isn't a need for it. So stop buying it. If enough people stop buying the things that are in plastic for no reason, they'll stop doing it. I promise.
You believe her.
Yes.
She promises y'all. And they will. No, it's a good point.
Yeah.
Avoid single-use packaging. Say no to plastic straws, bottles, cutlery, anything that comes in packaging that can only be used for that one purpose.
Yeah. That's really annoying too.
Yeah, it is.
Well.
All that stuff.
Yeah. So number six, it sounds so easy. And it is easy for some. It's not as easy for others, but bring your own bag.
Guilty.
Don't just carry reusable bags and, you know, have them in your car. Actually take them out and bring them into the store with you.
Yeah.
Refuse plastic grocery bags. I remember when we first moved to Beaufort, I remember going to the grocery store and I didn't have my bags. I just wasn't as good about it. And I was like, oh, can I get paper? They looked at me like I had three heads. They could not believe. Oh, we don't have paper. I couldn't believe it. First of all, we live by the ocean. So why are we having all these plastic bags? Mm-hmm. But don't just carry them, actually use them. And if you need to keep one in the front seat, just as like a reminder, you're going in and getting a few things, fine. Or God forbid, you're going to get two things and you walk out without a bag. Yeah. You can handle it. Sometimes I forget my bag.
Burn.
And I will walk out with just so much shit in my hands and my arms, and I'm balancing it out. Because I'm like, I am not getting a plastic bag. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Here's what happens to me in this one. This is a situational thing. You know, I drive up to the Piggly Wiggly and, you know, I'm just saying, I haven't been out all day. You know, it's kind of a nice day. It's the beginning of spring, and I get out of my car cause I've had the music on, and I get out of the car whistling a Jethro Tull song from 1974, just kind of a little light on my feet. And then I forget my mind is elsewhere, and I forget to bring my bag into the store. And what do? Come out with a
plastic bag.
Plastic bag. Yeah.
And you had a plastic bag for one thing.
That's right.
You didn't even need the bag.
And the needle is pulled right across my Jethro Tull song. And it's scratched, and everything just grinds to a halt.
I'm not trying to bring this Debbie Downer, but I'm just going to really quickly. Mm-hmm. I was walking one morning this week, and I was listening to NPR, and I was listening to the local one, like the public radio locally. And they were saying how over the past, I think it was like 2 or 3 months, 4 whales have washed up on the North Carolina coast. And, you know, they're doing all these things. We have the marine lab here in Beaufort. And so they're sending them to the marine lab to just kind of figure out what happened. One of them was killed by some kind of a boat. Like it struck the whale.
Yeah.
The other ones were plastic consumption. Isn't that terrible?
That's horrible.
One of them is like it swallowed one of those balloons, like they said it was either Mylar or it was like a plastic balloon.
Yeah.
They swallowed that and died. And the other ones were just random plastic things. So look, can you imagine killing a whale? Don't get the plastic bags.
No, that's sad.
It's very sad.
It really is. I'm around the water a lot too to see all the stuff that washes up on the shore, you know, and you always, if you're at a specific place at a marina or whatnot, where you're up against where it's not the beach, but it's just where the water meets the land.
Yeah.
There's marsh and stuff. Oh, you'll always see plastic stuff tangled up amongst the marsh and the seagrass and all that. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's ugly. It kind of makes you a little bit feel yucky.
It does. Mm-hmm. And imagine what the whales and the marine life feel when they're eating plastic. Probably pretty yucky.
Yeah.
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 So don't use plastic bags, folks. Just bring your own bag in. Well, that's it. I think we should get into our giveaway announcement.
I think we should too. Because it's the next thing on our agenda.
Do you want to say it or you want me to?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to bring this back around to a happy thing.
Okay.
This is the exciting news. Surprise, surprise. We talked about Earth Easy at the beginning. So we're partnering with Earth Easy, the sustainable brand that we got our raised beds from. And you can get a ton of other things for your yard and your home, resources on how to live a simpler, less material life. So April 1st, we're starting our 30-day Get Outdoors Challenge. It's free. It's an easy way for you to be mindful about getting outside more.
That's right. Plenty of benefits to getting outside. You can listen to episode 24, where we had an in-depth conversation about that. It is linked in the show notes.
Yep. So to enter the giveaway, you just need to complete the challenge. Head to arnertventures.com/get-outdoors. That's GET-outdoors, or it's in the show notes, to join the challenge. When you do, you automatically enter to win a $100 gift card from Earth Easy. It's so simple.
It's that simple. That's right. Don't forget, the link is in the show notes.
And next week, we are going to be talking about the second R in our 5-week series of the 5 R's of sustainability. Reduce.
Oh, reduce. I like that one.
Yeah.
Enjoy the kickoff to spring, everybody. If this episode resonated with you, or if you know of someone who would benefit from anything we talked about today, or any episode, our guests, or anything, please share it with a friend. It's a great way of supporting the podcast and us, and we really appreciate it.
Another way of supporting the pod is by leaving us a 5-star review or rating on the platform you're listening to us on. Oh, and go ahead and hit that subscribe button because that also supports us. We would love that.
You can always find us, links we refer to during the show, and any of the podcast sponsors at arneradventures.com or linked here in these show notes. And until next time, enjoy that journey you're on. We're wishing you lots of adventures.
Adios.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Adios.
Sayonara.
Au Wiedersehen.
Dos vidiniana.
And a neon.
Bye.
Bye.